Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Tomorrow at this time, we grant a dream.
Oh.
A dream will come true. I have a dream is going on. You can go to kidnation.com. Let us know what your dream is. Hopefully you can make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's a really cool dream.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
Really, really cool dream. Olympic style. We'll give you that. Yeah. Hopefully we could help somebody out right there. We got Snapchat Bachelor coming up in 20 minutes. One of the girls gets kicked off. She will not receive a rose emoji, unfortunately.
Poor thing.
And we asked you to vote, Kid Nation. We had three bits for you to vote on for Throwback Thursday. We had 50 Shades of Children's Toys, Kelly getting fired press conference, or my wife Kinsey texting Jesus or Jesus. You voted. It was very close.
And the winner is...
The winner is Kelly getting fired.
Wait, am I excited about that?
I don't know. You probably forgot the bit. Here's Kid Craddock explaining it all.
Paula Abdul, I couldn't get over how well she handled the terrible news that Simon had once again fired her from her job.
Once again?
Once again, yeah, at Idol. Because him, when he left Idol...
I don't think he fired her from Idol, though, really. Wasn't that a money dispute?
Whatever.
And then she left to do her own show on CBS. So, yeah, she lost CBS, and now this?
Yeah.
She's failed on two networks, Kid.
She has. And yet, her comments, so positive.
Well, she's that type of person.
And she's medicated.
And she's super rich.
Well, think about even when the bad singers come out. She's always positive. She's just a positive person.
She is. Now, this is the only negative thing she had to say about her firing.
It was devastating and tragic and... There aren't enough feelings that I can articulate without getting into a whole plethora of things. But I got to tell you, I mean, just very, very tough.
Yeah.
Look at her tough. Articulate
so when you want
and
to
plethora.
Deflect, plethora. When you want to deflect, use big words.
Yeah. And here's the basic tone of being fired by Simon. She's took it like a pro.
I'm really proud of the show. I have no regrets. I was really honored to be brought on and had the time of my life, and that's always going to be a part of my life, so I'm really proud of the show.
So we thought it would be fun if the Not Ready for Drive Time players presented a skit.
Get ready for fun.
That compares Paula's reaction, which I thought was totally pro, to what Kelly's reaction would be if she left the show.
Kelly's a pro.
Hasn't she made comments before that it wouldn't be pretty?
Yes, she has.
No, it'd be bloody.
I think suicide's been brought up.
I think it has.
I think a child without a mother has been thrown out there.
Plenty of times, yes.
Okay, and if I'm going out, I might as well take a few with
Kelly, me. I mean, 18 years is a good run.
Yeah, it's a good run.
Real good run.
All right, so let's go to the press conference now, I think. All right. Big Al, pick it up. You're ready to go.
Earlier today, Kid Craddock made the shocking announcement that Kelly Raspberry is leaving the show. Sources say her contract is being...
Oh, wait a second. Can you grab what's on the printer for Kelly? I forgot to print off her script. Thanks. All right, Al, ready for you again. Sorry about that.
Got it.
Okay.
Take two.
What script? What?
Earlier today, Kid Craddock made the shocking announcement that Kelly Raspberry is leaving the show. Sources say her contract is being terminated. Here's Craddock's recorded statement from earlier.
As most listeners know, the show has been going through a terrible slump. On-air arguing, flat punchlines, and most of all, horribly unfunny skits, even though they are super well-written. So I went to the listeners and I asked them, with all the humility inside me, I asked them to please tell me how to fix the show. And you know what? They were quick to respond, and they said, Kid, it's not your fault. It's Kelly Raspberry.
Oh, wow.
So we conducted focus group, survey after survey, to try and come up with a different answer. I was trying every way I knew how to somehow make this, you know, Big Al's fault. Unfortunately, the time has come to say goodbye to Kelly Raspberry and Kid Craddock in the morning. She's extremely talented, and I have no doubt she'll end up with an even bigger and better opportunity, and I wish her the very best in life. Thank you.
You don't have a script?
No.
That was Kid Craddock. Earlier, we take you live now to Kelly Raspberry's press conference, where she's addressing her termination for the first time.
Yep. Hello. Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming. And also thank you to the Olive Garden on Gordon Parkway for the delicious noodles and sauce. Stop in at Olive Garden and try the new three-course Italian meal with solid entree and dessert for just $12.95.
Solid.
Only at Olive Garden. when you're here, you're family.
I love the solid.
It's a shame I don't got no appetite because of what's been done to me. I'm withering away to nothing. It's only been an hour. I will take your questions at this time.
Miss Raspberry, Miss Raspberry.
Yes, the husky bleach blonde in the back.
Husky.
Okay. Miss Raspberry, you and Kid have not only been coworkers, but close friends for many years. How are you not able to take this personally?
Of course it's personal. Kid didn't just fire me, okay? In a way, he killed me. See, I've only had three jobs my whole life. I worked for one summer at my daddy's store, Raspberry Western Wear. And then I got a job as a receptionist and weekend weather bunny at WFLO, the Big Flow in Florida, South Carolina. And then Kid called, and I've been here ever since. Of course this is personal. In fact, young lady, let me ask you a question back there. How come you didn't fire Jenna? Huh?
Oh, you mean the husky blonde? Well, I don't know. Maybe he thought, you know, you haven't been here for a really long time, perhaps too long, and maybe Kid just thought he needed to shake things up a bit.
Oh, shake things up? I'll tell you what, I'm going to shake up a little termination cocktail chock full of my favorite nighttime medications.
Oh, my God.
Miss Raspberry.
Yes, yes, the black man.
Is that a threat, Miss Raspberry?
First of all, I only called on you, so afterwards they don't call me a racist for not calling on the black man.
Oh, thank you.
What's your question?
Appreciate it. Was that a threat?
Call it what you want. Just put it all on Kid Craddock's conscience. Do me a favor. Zoom in on this picture. This is my precious daughter, Emma Kelly. What am I supposed to do now? Who's going to pay for our therapy? How am I going to keep her in the rich Christian school?
Ms. Raspberry.
I'm not done. I'm a single mom. Do you hear me? Kid Craddock hates single mothers.
Miss Raspberry.
Yes, the woman in the back.
Yes, Miss Raspberry. This is syndicated nighttime radio host, Delilah.
Hi, Delilah.
I just want to say that even though these may be dark times for you now, there are good things coming for you. And you just have to keep your heart open and your eyes open to see it when it comes.
Delilah.
That's not even a question.
Do you have a question?
Yes. Is there a dedication you'd like to make?
What a stupid dedication. I don't need a dedication. Yes, the Mexican gentleman.
Miss Raspberry, did the other cast members of Kid Craddock in the Morning try to stick up for you?
No!
Oh.
Is that a surprise, though? Cowards. None of them be working there if I didn't want them there. And how do they repay my generosity? By becoming Kid Craddock's professional butt lickers. I hate them all, and I hope terrible things happen to them, even if maybe I won't be around to see them.
Miss Raspberry.
Calm down. Yes, the man in the baseball. I'm sorry, the woman in the baseball cap. Yes.
Oh my god. Oh no.
Hair
what's your question?
Hair appointment.
Ask your question, ma'am.
Miss Raspberry, have you broken the news?
Ask your question, ma'am.
What's your question? I have a limited amount of time.
Miss Raspberry.
Olive Garden's getting cold.
I want to call an audible on that one, Shannon.
Oh, my God. This is terrible.
This is what happens when we can read ahead.
This is terrible.
Ma'am, sir, please ask your question.
Ma'am, sir.
Okay.
Have you broken the news to your...
Okay, apparently she left the building.
This is awful. Don't do a shit.
Gosh, Al sounds like an old woman.
He does.
Don't do a shit.
Let me say this to you, man girl. Okay? I know what you were going to say. And I'm praying right now for very bad things to happen to you.
Oh, my.
And don't think prayer don't work that way, because it does.
That's not very Christian. Yeah.
You going to say it? Go ahead.
No, go.
Next question.
Oh,
hold on. I can't stand here all day. I got to get a couple of them breadsticks, but I want to say one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
The only way I could ever get my job back at Kid Craddock in the Morning is if Kid wasn't around anymore. I'm just saying.
Hmm?
Do with that what you will.
Miss Rose.
Take it or leave it. Act on it or leave it alone.
Well,
it's up I'm not telling you to do anything. It's all up to you.
So if kid's gone.
What happens, happens.
If he's not around.
Okay. I gotta go.
Okay. Need the Hulk sound. The Hulk song.
Why the Hulk?
The end of the movie where he's hitchhiking.
Walking up this quiet stage, very awkward.
Long stage. It's long, long, long.
So thank y'all for coming to my press conference. You may never see me again.
But you walked away.
Shannon want to ask a question still? Or?
I think Shannon had the funniest line in the whole script.
And there's people wondering what that question is.
I'll put it on my Facebook page. Oh, my.
And that concludes our skit.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tomorrow at this time, mark it down. Put it in your calendar.
All right, all
what,
right.
What?
Let me grab my pen. Hang on.
All right, Al. I'll let you hold on.
Go ahead. All right. What am I writing down?
You'll be here, Al.
Oh.
Tomorrow at this time.
Yeah.
Britney Spears.
Oh.
On the phone with Kelly Raspberry for sure.
I'm so nervous.
And possibly me.
I don't know. My stomach's already upset thinking about
why?
It.
Why?
I don't know what I'm going to say.
Oh, no.
It'll come to you.
Yeah.
Easy.
It'll come to you.
You know what's going to happen? I'm going to talk the entire time.
No, don't, because
you should
have limited time.
But that's what happens. I get nervous, and I talk the entire
time.
She does.
We're going to play a fun game, because they said we have 5 minutes, hard 5 minutes. At 5 minutes, the phone hangs up. So we're going to see if we can make it more than 5 minutes.
Oh, don't irritate Brittany.
We're not going to. Brittany, first of all, is one of the nicest people.
Ever.
She's cool with it.
Ever.
Ever. She'll be fine.
She's cool with it. It's that her people will
She's
hang
not
up.
Hanging up. It's her people.
I don't know what I'm going to say.
But if Britney's having a good time, then I'm sure they'll let it go.
It's going to be one big one-sided love fest on my side. It's going to be a mess.
You know, she'll say, Kelly! Just like Blake said when he met me. He's like, Big Al! He made all of my fears go away.
Yeah. So, last night I thought about you before I went to sleep. Because I was falling asleep.
That's, like, not unusual, is it?
I fell asleep.
Kelly.
I fell asleep, no problem. But I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I bet you Kelly's having some problems tonight, knowing that she's got to talk to Brittany tomorrow.
My stomach is really up. I'm getting, like, that little pucker factor
in
my butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Now. Stop talking about
it. There you go. All right. So today we'll talk to Brittany. We'll have that interview for you tomorrow.
All right. What's the first thing you want to ask her?
I don't know.
I just have one question
like,
I'm going to ask.
I love you so much.
No, see, that's not a question. It's an interview. It's an interview, not a love fest.
I love you.
That's fine. We can just have 5 minutes of that.
We can finally ask her. We know it's her. She actually knows you and has listened to you on the radio, because there have been rumors flying around.
Oh, I would die.
Well, you're going to have to. I know you don't want to meet your idol because you don't want to be disappointed, but you have to at some point.
Yeah.
You're going to have to.
I just don't know that it could ever
sometime
live
in your
up
life,
to
when you have this job, you have to go out there and meet her.
You'll be all right. I'll be there.
I'm fine.
Maybe. But White Cheddar will definitely
be there. Somebody
better be there with me. White
Cheddar will be there
for sure. Stop me. Yeah.
This is going to be a mess.
Kelly and I went to California.
To tomorrow. I'm going to take a break when y'all play back the Britney Spears interview. I'm going to have to go down the hall.
Nope.
I'm not going to be able to listen to it. I'm going to be mortified.
What else?
When Kelly and I went to meet Reese Witherspoon in
LA. Oh, it was awful.
And Kelly wasn't even like, as far as I know, a huge Reese Witherspoon fan. But she's Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
So Kelly and I walk in, and Kelly,
the moment we
sat down, Kelly did not stop talking for a good 3 minutes talking about her husband at the time.
Didn't we run a clock on Kelly versus Reese to who talked more?
She did not stop talking.
Yeah.
Reese just sat there and smiled. I was horrified. And you know when you're telling yourself in your head, stop talking.
Oh, yeah. Stop talking.
You can't. Because there's I got to get out of this. I can't figure out how to stop
talking.
Just
got to talk my way out
you
of it.
Do
I
got to
talk my
way out of it. I'd say I'd do it because I like Britney, but I don't want to deprive. No, because she's your person.
Hold on. We accommodated to Kelly Raspberry and moved the interview up to the burbs.
Oh, it's the other studio.
What? We accommodated producer Sonny Joe White Cheddar, too.
And for White Cheddar.
Hey, all of y'all live up there.
I was planning on coming back here this afternoon, and he's like, well, it's going to be up closer to where JC and Kelly live. I'm like, great, okay. But Kelly, this is good for you. You're going to do this. This is, you have to do it. She's your number one.
Yeah.
Lord,
I can't. All right. You know what would make you feel better
take
and
Alan
take your mind off of the Britney Spears interview that you got to do today? That's a big deal that everybody's going to hear.
What?
Snapchat Bachelor.
There you go.
Caroline Craddock.
Divert me.
Hi,
please.
Caroline.
Hello.
Have you met your idol ever, Caroline?
No, I have not met Usher.
The correct answer would have been yes. I work with Kelly Raspberry every day. It's either
Usher.
Usher.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that was your idol.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Usher.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Usher.
Yeah.
USHERRAYMOND.
No,
Usher,
baby, tell me what you're gonna do with
Usher
me.
Raymond.
Wow, yeah, I didn't know that was your idol.
Yeah. I didn't either.
When I met him, I got him to do Kid's Name, but I think it was lost. I think it got erased in that big massive dump.
I can't even talk about it.
And tell me what you want to do with me. He did that, remember? Uh-huh,
yeah. Yeah, uh-huh.
I need that as my ringtone.
We'll try to
see if you can find it.
And your name's a little bit longer than your dad's.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need four letters for it to work.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
I'll change my name. It's fine.
So how's Snapchat Bachelor been going? Can you recap this for our Kid Nation members that are just joining the Snapchat Bachelor?
Yeah, so if you haven't heard, during the holidays, I was on vacation with some friends, and I have a single friend, Mitchell, who I, as a joke, Snapchatted a picture of him. And I said, hey, ladies, he's single. If you want to go on a date with him, screenshot this photo.
Yeah.
Got such a great response. I decided to turn it into a bit, Snapchat Bachelor, where I had like 200 applications, narrowed it down to 10 girls that I picked. And each week they do a different challenge to try to win Mitchell's heart.
All and you know Snapchat.
What? And it helped that Mitchell is a good looking dude with like a cool beard and good hair, and he's got a good job. So that helped as well.
Yeah, and he's a nice person.
And they've never met.
It's great because he's not home.
They've
only seen pictures of one another.
Exactly.
Yes. Never. Okay. Yeah, so once it's down to the final three, then they will meet.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
And how many are we at right now before we eliminate
today? We are at 7.
Okay.
7.
And what was this week's challenge?
So the challenge this week was to quote your favorite movie or act out your favorite movie quote.
Nothing sexier than a girl that can go back and forth with you with some funny movie.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, it's great.
Oh, and Mitchell's a huge movie fan. We say he's like the walking IMDb. Yeah. So this was a perfect challenge. And they killed it this week. Last week, I'm not going to lie, the karaoke kind of was like, eh. But the movies this week were awesome.
On point. Okay, good.
So the first girl was Alex, whose nickname is Mother Teresa, and her quote was from Pretty Woman.
You work off commission, right?
Yes.
Big mistake. Big. Huge. I have shopping to do now.
Oh, so she filmed in a store.
Yeah, yeah. Even did the movie scene and everything.
Oh, yeah. She completely acted it out. Yeah.
Watch this on Kid TV.
Right. Is that a very popular quote from the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Big mistake.
Huge.
Okay.
Huge.
Huge. That's when the prostitute turns the tables.
That's right.
That's right.
It's always good when
go
the
prostitute.
Hate when that
big
happens.
Mistake.
Go prosties.
Team Prosty.
We are cheering for a prostitute in that movie.
Well,
come
she's
on.
A beautiful
She's a likable
woman.
Prostitute.
Yeah. With a heart of gold.
Yeah. She's sweet.
Right. Times prostitutes.
I think we have the prostitute
life.
With the heart of gold on the phone right now. No, we don't. We don't. All right. And who's next?
Okay. So next is Ashley. Ashley is Miss Queso. And she actually was paying attention because last week, Mitchell said that she kind of had a Reese Witherspoon vibe. So she went with that this week on her challenge.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands. They just don't.
Husbands. Legally Blonde.
Legally husbands. Blonde.
Husbands. Gotcha. She went Irish on it.
Husbands. I make fun of her accent.
She does look like Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah,
except
they're
going with chick movies. And
they
I'm
are.
Surprised they're not taking a more
They're all
boy
chick
thing.
Movies except for
Let's see if it works
really
better
two.
This way.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
I like Irish.
Much better. Yeah. Some Irish music.
Like, right. I would have been laying there like Mel Gibson going, freedom!
Yeah.
Would have gone with some dude
they
movie.
Did their favorite movie. Their favorite movie.
All right.
Okay, so next we have Brie Swimsuit.
I would have failed this swimsuit. Challenge.
And she killed it this week. She killed it, yes.
This is the girl with the string bikinis?
Yes.
I hope she did it in the swimsuit.
Yeah. No, she didn't. Dang sorry
it.
To disappoint.
All right.
Oh, no. Say I'm a bird. Say it. Say it now.
So she, it's from the notebook. It's from the notebook. Say I'm a bird.
If you're a bird. I'm a bird.
Oh, God, I don't remember that thing.
So she has her little golden doodle in this, and the golden doodle says has a sign that says, you're a bird. It's pretty cute.
Huh.
All right. Ryan Gosling.
I need to see that movie again.
So three
it was
down.
On TV last night. I
if
watched
you're a bird,
it.
I'm a bird. Right?
Yeah.
Why are they birds? I don't remember
so they
that.
Can fly together.
They just want to be birds.
Whatever
be
she is, he is. Okay. Whatever he is, she is.
Because out of context, that sounds really stupid.
Yeah. You're a lizard, I'm a lizard.
That movie's the best.
Oh,
that way they can mate.
We get it.
Oh, it's all about mating?
I'm sure.
I don't think it's about
birds and the bees.
Oh, in my head it was.
No.
It's about flying away.
Because a lizard and a bird, they're not going to mate. But if you're a bird and a bird, they get it.
Okay, next we have Elizabeth.
Yes. So, Snapchat Bachelor continues.
Her nickname is Software, so she did hers from When Harry Met Sally.
Oh.
I'd like the apple pie a la mode, but I'd like it heated, and I don't want the ice cream on top. I want it on the side, and I'd like strawberry instead of vanilla if you have it. If not, then no ice cream, just whipped cream, but only if it's real. If it's out of a can, then nothing.
Whoa.
That was good.
It's a lot.
I thought you were going to do the other
See, I don't know. From a guy's perspective, that's a high maintenance chick right there.
Yeah, that's very true.
I'm saying? I'm trying to think of it from our bachelor's perspective.
That's true.
Even if you are quoting a line, that is.
Well, that's not really her.
That's her favorite Caroline. It says a lot.
It's a high maintenance line.
Very high maintenance.
That's a good point,
Kelly.
See,
all the girls are going with like with girl movies.
I know. I'm thinking what I did. I'd be like, have you seen my stapler?
Office space? See?
Do the chickens have large talons?
That would be a good one.
Okay, next.
Do you want to go practice karate in the garage?
It's not too late for Jenna to.
You don't know if someone didn't do Step Brothers.
Okay,
someone might have done Step Brothers.
Because it's Friday. Maybe we ain't got no job.
Stick Jenna in as a last minute. You know, like when they do on the regular Bachelor and they bring back somebody.
I just realized how I would have been the ugly looking one because I would have done Braveheart face paint. I would have been full on running through the fields.
And you got a leg up on these girls. You've met him.
Yeah.
That's true.
Jenna does have a leg up. Always. What you got next?
Next we have Emmy. So Emmy did hers from She's the Man, and I think this is funny.
Do you like cheese?
Why, yes, I do. My favorite's Gouda.
What was that from?
Do you like
She's the Man. Channing Tatum.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Amanda Bynes.
Oh, Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, they're talking about Gouda.
Okay.
Okay, next we have Kristen Cowgirl, and it's kind of hard to hear her, but she really pulled out the big guns this week. So guess who her cameo in her Snapchat is?
Ryan Gosling.
No.
Oh. Mm.
JoJo Fletcher, The Bachelorette.
Oh, she knows JoJo?
So I don't know if I think they just saw each other out, and she said, will you be in my video? So this is from Step Brothers. It's short, but go ahead.
Step Brothers. Did we just become best friends?
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Oh, that they said? Okay,
and JoJo says yes.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear it.
Yeah,
it was a little hard to hear.
Well, the video is really good.
Well, you know, but you have it at one chance. You got to make it work.
Yeah, true.
JoJo, I'm sorry. Can we go outside where it's quieter and react the same? I know I just met you and I'm inconvenienced too.
Yeah.
But can we do this better?
Right. Yeah. You want to come sit in my car?
Can't do that.
Yeah. We're going streaking.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking.
Going through the quad. Okay, so our last girl is Robin, and Robin never disappoints on the funny. So she did hers from Forrest Gump this week.
The only good thing about being winded in the butt talks, it's the ice cream.
She's so funny.
She's pretty funny.
Yeah. She's got the ice cream cone and everything.
You didn't like the lick of the ice cream, Kelly?
It was a scary face.
We do have all these
scary face on Kid TV.
I know you can't see the videos on the radio, but we do have them up at KidNation.com. Right. We will post them. You definitely should watch Robin's. She makes a face.
It was good. It was
really
good.
All the girls did a great job.
Yeah,
but one must be eliminated.
One must be eliminated, and also one gets immunity. So we have audience participation where you can go on the Snapchat, which is the Snap Batch, and you can screenshot to vote who your favorite girl is.
Oh, okay,
and that person gets immunity the next week.
Got it.
So last week it was Bree.
Bree got immunity.
Bree got immunity this week, so she's automatically safe. So for this week, and it was a landslide. It was this girl had 1,000 votes.
Whoa!
So the winner of immunity for next week is Miss Queso, Ashley.
Ashley wins with her movie.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Husbands.
So congratulations, Ashley. You are safe.
Right.
The Irish blonde.
Way to go, Ashley.
Irish. Ashley, you are one step closer to a husband.
My favorite cheese is Brie.
Gouda.
And now we got to get to the kickoff.
We have to eliminate somebody.
You got Bye Felicia. See, that would have been a good one.
Yeah.
Bye Felicia.
That's what I'm saying. Some Friday would have been great.
Friday.
So this was a mix between the audience's take. She got a really low amount of screenshots and Mitchell's take. Gosh, I don't like to be the one that has to do
this. Well, sorry.
Mitchell did it last week. I don't know why
Caroline Harrison, you got
to
do this.
I do it.
Okay. So the person going home this week is Emmy Fly Girl.
Oh, this was her movie.
Is she the one that just went shopping?
No, she's the Gouda.
The Gouda.
Yeah.
Do you like cheese?
Why, yes, I do. My favorite's Gouda.
She is now available for all you gentlemen out there.
Yeah, right?
Yes. She's wonderful.
With her neckerchief.
Yes. She's a flight attendant.
Oh, okay.
What'd you call it?
Neckerchief.
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 Roll Irish.
Okay. I'm telling the Irish accent. Yeah. What's the challenge for next week?
The challenge for next week, since we're approaching Valentine's Day, is I want you girls to write Mitchell a poem.
Oh. Yes.
How many lines?
It doesn't matter. It just has to be 10 seconds long for Snapchat.
That does limit it.
So a haiku?
Haiku it.
Yeah, haiku. Yeah. Yeah.
575, haiku it, guys.
So a poem that fits on Snapchat, basically. Yep. Follow the Snap Batch if you want to keep up with what's going on with Mitchell and his ladies. And we're getting closer to those final three that will actually meet in person.
Go out with them. Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You can't handle the truth.
Jenna's like the whole time.
All I'm doing is thinking about what I would do, but yet they're all dudes doing too.
I would have done Austin Powers.
Jenna's feeling left out now.
Yeah. Jenna would have loved this challenge. Jenna can't compete in it. Though,
I was happily engaged when the challenge started.
First world problem.
Oh, you're free to compete now, girl.
Not anymore. All right, Kid Nation, we want to hear your first world problems. Those things you do, you don't want to complain about because you feel bad. Obviously, worst things going on in the world.
Right.
That's why we're going to give you the platform to do it on our show. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
First world problems next.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
Kelly is very nervous. People are noticing you're nervous, Kelly, about interviewing Britney Spears.
What gave it away? The fact that I said I'm very nervous?
Get a lot of text messages saying, man, Kelly sounds different this morning. Yeah, she's nervous.
Not hiding it very well, Kelly.
She's going to go talk to Britney Spears later on today.
Not very subtle about that.
You know. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Examples of first world problems for you here on the text before we go to the phones. Mm-hmm. You guys have too many vacations planned to actually go get a job.
Oh, my God.
First world problem.
Wow.
You do. That's a big problem, dude.
Unemployed and going on vacation.
Yeah. I hate that when I'm interviewing somebody. Oh, but I got a few dates here that I'm going to need to run by you because I'm not going to be able to make it, even though you haven't hired me yet.
Hey, it happens.
Yep, it does.
All get your vacations out of the way. Michelle wrote us and said, I upgraded my cell phone, and now I can't catch Pokemon one-handed because my phone is so big.
Aww.
Hashtag first world problems.
I can't believe people are still doing Pokemon.
They are, yeah. Not as crazy as it was before, but they're still getting out
there.
Still
doing it.
Thanks to this Louisiana weather, I've only been able to use my new heated steering wheel twice this winter, quote unquote.
Yeah.
First world problem.
I didn't know they had heated steering wheels.
Yeah.
I got one in my car.
Oh, wow.
I don't have one, but I heard of it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You might have it out.
I don't think I have it in the truck.
Oh, you don't have it in the truck?
No.
Guess my truck's better.
No, see, real men don't need a heated steering wheel, off. JC. That's the deal. Real men don't need a wussy wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Gotta have them warm hands, though.
Heated steering wheel.
So I could put it on my girl's lap right there so it's not too cold.
Oh.
Romance.
That's romance?
I don't know.
You're the one that puts the hand in the jean pocket of the girl.
No, he puts it in the back belt loop.
I put it in the butt pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what she just said.
Oh, I thought you meant like in the front one, like the thumb in the front one. I see the guys pulling the girls doing that. What's wrong with that?
Nothing,
with
Jason.
The belt loop, nothing's wrong with that.
Nothing, buddy.
Hey, Jessica.
Good morning.
Welcome to First World Problems. What's yours?
My first world problem is in the mornings when I'm running late, I really depend on that second Pop-Tart in the package that my son doesn't ever eat. This morning, he ate both of them. So now I don't have anything to eat.
No!
Oh, Pop-Tarts are so good.
They're so good.
What's his favorite flavor right now?
What? He loves the cherry ones.
Yeah.
They're very generic, but super good.
My daughter has moved on from the chocolate, which I was okay. I could resist the chocolate all day. Her new favorite.
Yep.
Brown sugar cinnamon.
So good.
That one's pretty good.
I can do not to tear into that box.
The s'mores one's so good, too.
No, brown sugar cinnamon.
I like frosted blueberry.
I'm the only one in the room that's never had a Pop-Tart.
Oh,
what? Yeah, I know, Jessica. We're with you.
Okay, tomorrow someone needs to bring Pop-Tarts for Big Al.
We will.
That's not even fair.
I have never
There's
had
so
a
much
Pop-Tart.
Al hasn't tried. What hadn't you tried recently? We had you try like pomegranate or some fruit.
Yeah. And I had my first Slim Jim on the show and my first beef jerky, actually. And I'm a big fan of beef jerky.
Hey, Jessica, do you have...
Maybe...
Go ahead.
maybe that's Big Al's first world problem. He's never had a Pop-Tart.
Right? Yeah, that's, I like them cooked or uncooked. I'll eat it either way.
Well, I always eat them cold.
Cold, it's cold. So
I don't have time to wait.
We'll change that.
Huh. Hey, Jessica, do you have, you just have your one kid, right?
Yes, he's four, it's pretty traumatic.
If you guys have a second, though, we installed the even it out rule at my house. So if there's only one Pop-Tart left, you know, one little package,
yeah,
I eat it because that way the kids won't fight over it.
That's the even it out rule.
That's what bedtime's good for.
Yeah. It's the even it out rule.
I thought you were going to say they have to split it equally. No. You eat it.
Yeah, I eat it. You know, I don't want them fighting over the package, so I eat it.
That's
the even it out rule. Every night I go into the pantry and I see if there's one cupcake left, I eat it.
Yeah, because it wouldn't make sense to give them each
a
Pop-Tart.
No, they don't do that. They want a full one. Jessica, have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling. Let's go with Christina. Hi, Christina.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's your first world problem?
So my first world problem is that the filtered water that comes from my refrigerator dispenses way too slow. So I end up getting ice, and then I just fill my glass up with tap water anyway.
Oh, tap water.
Oh.
Isn't that terrible?
That's so awful.
First world problem right there.
Totally.
I don't know why. I'll eat tap water. I'll drink tap water from my house, but I can't from work.
Well, here we have nasty tap water.
But isn't, I mean, it'd be the same.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
Okay, so I'm not.
Here, it's, I don't know, some kind of hard water or something. It's
canal water.
Yeah, I just can't.
They just have a hose hooked up from the canal to our sink.
It's so gross. It's like
I wouldn't
green.
Be surprised.
Thank you, Christina. Berkeley's on the phone. Hey, Berkeley.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. Now, how old are you, Berkeley?
I'm 12, about to be 13.
Oh, about to hit the teen years. Yeah, you already have them first world problems too, huh?
Yes, sir, I am.
What happened?
So, I broke my phone, or I shattered it, and it, like, messed up the camera. So, my mom and dad paid a lot of money to get it fixed, and the camera still doesn't work. Oh. And now I can't take selfies, and I have to take them on my mom's phone. Send them to me, then post them.
Oh, so much work.
That is a true first world problem, Berkeley.
Yeah. Hey, Berkeley, do you have a boyfriend?
Sadly, no, but I might be able to get, or I might about to be able to get one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Valentine's Day is coming up, so it's a good time.
And she's almost 13.
I like that mentality. Maybe, I might be able to get one.
Hold off as long as you can. Don't stay away from them boys for a minute.
Today, someone's supposed to be asking me out.
Oh, yes. Really? Is that the rumor around school?
Yes, it is. Even in the eighth graders, they all know.
But are
they
excited about it? Is this somebody you like?
Yes, it's someone I like, but he's like an 8.8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Look-wise.
Yeah.
But like a 10 out of 10 personality-wise.
I love that.
Always, but he has a great personality.
Always go with personality, Berkeley.
What?
Go with personality always.
What's 8.8 though. You got to have something to look at.
8.8 with personality.
That's pretty good.
That's more than a 10.
What's his, name?
Personality.
His name is Justin.
Oh, Justin. Even a cool name and everything. Right.
Are you going to say yes when he asked you out?
Yes. He tried to ask me out yesterday, but he was waiting for me, and that's what my friends told me, and I didn't have the guts to go see him.
Oh, yeah.
Nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
You do it. You
let
do
him
it.
Do the work.
Nothing
yeah,
bad's going to happen. You got it.
Your only job is to say yes or no. You got this.
You can always check maybe.
Or maybe, yeah. Give me a minute.
Good luck, Justin.
All right, Berkeley. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Oh, I remember those days.
I like Berkeley.
Uh-huh. Very articulate.
Yeah. 8.8.
8.8.
Man, I would love to be an 8.8.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's legit.
Especially
right there.
At 13.
I didn't know we could give, you know, fractions on the look scale. I didn't realize that was an option.
You do whatever you want, Kelly. It's your look scale. What's Alan?
Oh, he's a 10.
Hello, I'm Alan.
By the way,
uh-oh, here you go.
Very upset you chose Jack over him.
Oh, is he?
He was hurt.
He was hurt?
He was hurt. He can't believe you picked a fictional TV character.
Well, it's because
TV
he's
character.
Already had him.
And he's right here.
But JC's already had Alan. He hasn't had Jack.
Jack's not real.
And Al's over here moving in on Alan. These two are having a bromance on each other. You love each other on the phone.
Yeah, me and Alan are tight, but you live in the same general zip code area as Alan.
You know,
or at least as Kelly.
Do you not see what I'm doing? I'm playing hard to get.
Whatever.
And obviously it's working. What did he want to do? Did he say one?
I don't know. I mean, y'all have to work this out.
I'm going to buy Alan a few beers this weekend. You know what we're not going to discuss?
What?
JC.
Or This Is Us.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Hey,
yeah.
Stacy.
Good morning.
Good morning. What happened at home?
My iRobot that sweeps and mops my entire house has broken, and now I cannot lay on the couch and watch it mop my floors. I actually have to mop my floors by hand.
I didn't know it mopped,
hashtag first world problem.
But does
I didn't know it was wet,
a
too.
A mop robot.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was just a sucker.
Yeah,
thought,
it goes around your rugs and will mop?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I have a 2,600-square-foot house with nothing but hardwood floors. So the fact that it is broken is a whooping.
Yeah, it is.
I'm starting to want one really
oh,
bad.
Oh, I know it, Kelly. They're so expensive, though. And then they break.
Yeah,
they
train it to go to the refrigerator.
He, like, malfunctioned, and now he goes in circles. And my husband named him Fart because he is silent but deadly.
That's a dude right there. My man. Okay, me, Alan, and your husband are going to have beers this week. Well,
good luck to Fart and you guys fixing them, okay?
That's my dude.
Yeah.
Thanks. I love you guys. Have a good day.
Love you too, Stacy.
Named Fart.
Silent but deadly.
Oh,
that's funny right there. So, part-time Justin went out on the streets. I'm sure you've seen that meme from that girl that was on the Dr. Phil show last year, but just got super famous.
Catch me outside.
Catch me outside, how about that? So Justin went out on the streets and caught them outside. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what people want to catch outside next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Part-time Justin's in the house.
Yo!
Yay. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
What's up?
What you been up to, man?
You know, I was feeling okay until Charlie XCX turned down the champagne.
Aww.
Yeah, you looked like you were down that day.
I was so excited. I heard she loves champagne.
Yeah,
and I was.
Did you hear my first question? Her Instagram photo said that she's unfortunately sober right now.
Yeah.
See, I didn't.
And then you bring champagne
in.
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear that. So then I came in all awkward-like with champagne and glasses ready to party with her. And then she just casually turned it
down. Yeah, she gave you the boom clap.
At least,
very polite.
Yeah, at least she held the glass, though. She was like, I mean, I'll hold it. It looks pretty. Yeah.
So you went out on the streets, Justin?
I did go out the streets. And it was playing off of, again, I guess I talked about it like earlier on, but the Cash Me Outside, how about at meme?
So
okay, yeah, again, let's reset where this came from.
You seem like confused. You have no idea when we talk about Cash Me Outside, how about that?
Well,
you look at
I
us
will
funny.
Be honest, I did not know what it meant at first, but you played it for me after the show the other day. I didn't see it, but I heard
for
it.
For those that don't know.
It was an episode of Dr. Phil, and she had a troubled teen on the show.
The mom.
Out of control.
Yeah, the mom had a troubled teen who was out of control. 13
years old.
13 years old, acting like she's 20, but also acting like she was raised in the streets.
She stole Dr. Phil's makeup artist's car.
This
is not the first time she stole in the car.
She's like, wannabe hood. This is a clip from the show that ended up going viral, because this is an episode from like last year, I think.
Okay.
Because you're too streetwise?
Yup. And all these hoes laughing like something funny.
She's talking about the audience that they're laughing at her.
By the way, this is a little 13-year-old white girl, okay?
Oh, everybody. Calling the audience hoes?
Yeah, she called all the audience hoes and all the girls.
That's exactly what Dr. Phil...
She has a lot of deep-rooted
anger. They're all looking at her like, did this little girl just call me a hoe? Like, they're panning to the audience?
Yep. Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes?
Yep. Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside?
How about that?
What does that mean?
What I just said.
Catch her outside, and she'll go outside and do what she has to do.
Yeah.
Oh, so not cash me.
It's a challenging.
So I always thought she was saying cash me.
She is saying cash me outside. How about that?
But she's really saying like catch up with me outside and we'll throw down.
Yeah. English.
The white people.
Cash. I thought she meant she had like a Squarespace and she was gonna be like just cash me out.
Well, not to be the bearer of bad news, you guys, but she was cashed outside.
She was.
And they whooped her butt. She didn't win that one.
Oh, but really?
Some girls cashed her outside.
Yeah.
Wait, she got beat up?
Oh, yeah.
She got beat up by the hoes?
So, so it was an episode of Dr. Phil, and then I guess the internet just saw how crazy and funny it was.
Yeah.
And they turned her into a meme.
Yeah.
And so all you've been seeing on Instagram and Twitter lately, or the past week,
memes.
Is nothing but her face and Cash Me Outside.
And the songs.
Cash Me Outside.
How about that?
Cash Me Outside. How about that?
Cash Me Outside.
How about that?
my neck. I just cracked my neck dabbing.
Justin, when you dance, put your tongue back in your mouth.
No, I can't. But my tongue always goes out.
You know, she has like over a million followers on Instagram now.
I was looking for it. I couldn't find her account, but I know it's like Slim Thugga.
Slim Thugga.
Slim Thugga.
Yeah.
Anyways, so a lot of people are doing it. And so what I decided to do was go out on the streets and ask people to talk about who they'd like to catch outside.
Okay.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. So any like problem or struggle that's going with that's really like irritating you, challenge them.
They're calling them out, basically.
Call them out to the street.
Okay.
How about that?
Let's see that.
All right.
Levi's store. I'm a big dude. I weigh like 300 pounds, and they know my size for pants is like 44, 46. They ain't even got my size. I be trying to shop, trying to give them money. They ain't got my size. They can catch me outside, though. How about that?
Basketball fans say that LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan. Catch me outside. How about that?
NBA fans say James Harden not the best shooting guard in the league. Catch me outside. How about that?
That's right.
My baby daddy who thinks I owe him money, catch me outside. How about that?
Let's do it with some attitude, though, because I didn't believe it.
My baby daddy who thinks I owe him money, I don't owe you stupid. Ooh. Catch me outside. Oh, how about that?
To the people at the fast food restaurant who take too long on my food and leave me idling in the drive-thru lane, catch me outside. How about that?
The girl who tried to return some worn-out shoes, catch me outside. How about that?
The coffee shop that ran out of outlet so I couldn't charge my laptop, catch me outside. How about that?
To the guy in the Honda Civic that cut me off on the interstate, catch me outside. How about that?
Every traffic light that turns red when I get there, catch me outside. How about that?
All the Dallas Cowboy haters out there, catch me outside. How about that?
My 2-year-old kid always turning off my show while I'm watching them, catch me outside. How about that?
The girl always popping gum next to me in class, catch me outside. How about that?
I gotta take out my time trying to record my voice. Catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah. I almost turned into first world problem there, but
yeah. It's like first world problems just a little bit, but also the things that are here.
Yeah. I get it.
Al, who would you want to cash outside?
Cash outside. You know, I get along with everybody.
That's true.
I really do.
Mad, but then he forgets.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at anybody. I don't have an issue with anybody right now.
What about
now?
Patch? Catch Patch outside. How about that?
Patch is fine. Yeah. Patch is up there just doing his thing with my girlfriend.
Patch is filling the void.
Literally.
Yeah, patch me outside.
Patch me outside. How about that? Sometimes I want to tell Siri, catch me outside. How about that?
I know.
I hate Siri.
I don't even know why you mess with that B anymore. Yeah.
No. Right? Siri, catch me outside. How about that?
I don't know what she'd say.
I do not like her.
Well, yeah, try it.
Catch me outside. How about that, Siri?
I'm not sure I understand.
That's right. See? She don't understand crap. Mm-hmm. What about you, Kelly?
Gosh, I'm such a good mood lately.
Yeah, you're so positive.
I don't even know who I'm mad at.
Yeah. Nobody, huh?
I'm just.
What about the people that banned you from the Super Bowl party?
That was a misunderstanding.
Oh, are you re-invited?
Yeah, the wife contacted me and said that my husband really screwed up. Now, maybe I wasn't invited, but then they were embarrassed. I don't know.
Yeah, of course.
But we are back on the list.
Okay. Jenna, anybody you want to cash outside?
I'm really happy lately. Yeah, some guy that wrote me and said, I'm real sorry about your engagement. Oh, I'm sure you're having a hard time, but just so you know, I won $10 for my friend because I bet it wouldn't last.
Oh!
Cash Jen outside.
Yeah, cash him outside.
No. Nice.
No way.
That's what I get for having to share my life on this show.
That'll learn you.
And what about you, Justin? You beefing with somebody?
Well, yeah. Like, anytime I'm like going and I need more sauce for my french fries or chicken, why, when I ask for more, why give me one pack?
Yeah.
Can I have more?
Scrimping.
So they always just, can I have more, please? If I ask for extra,
speaking from the ownership standpoint, you know, we can't just load up your bag full of condiments.
Yes, you can, because you know what Taco Bell does for me? When I go and they ask what kind of sauce I want, and I say, I want mild and hot. Those are my two favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the guy hooks me up with a huge handful, and I get so excited. It makes my week. A huge handful. I'm talking like 6 to 8 packs.
That guy will never be a franchisee.
He will always be an employee.
Not a good business owner.
Not going to list the location. I don't want him to get in trouble. That was a compliment.
So that's your beef right there.
Also, to everyone in the office wanting plastic straws
For the last
coffee.
4 weeks.
Yes.
What's up with these wooden sticks?
Catch me outside.
The wooden sticks. That's what you're... I'm trying to save the environment, people.
I get mouth
splinters.
Say
it another way. We want our plastic straws
back. Straw.
But
don't
I've never...
Try and change things
I didn't know how petty the office could be sometimes.
First of all, you're not saving the world because now we got to chop down all these trees with these wood stirrers.
Well, yeah, but what is faster to decompose than plastic is? So whenever you use a plastic straw and you just throw it away for
you
that
have a plastic straw in your Monster energy drink you're drinking right now.
I know.
So what?
So you suck at saving the environment.
No, I'm trying to do the best I can. I'm going to recycle this, Jenna. Thanks for bringing it to my attention.
Would you just get us some plastic dang straws, a little bit bigger?
Come on, just a
tiny. Fine, for the plastic straws for you guys.
What happened to that island coconut flavor?
No, it doesn't exist anymore, Jenna.
What?
They stopped. It's a limited edition.
Huh.
All right, Carrie, cash me outside.
How about that? Okay. That's the beef right there.
Well,
oh, I saw something. So if two vegans are arguing, is that considered beef?
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's tofu.
That's kind of funny.
They call it tofu.
Vegans have tofu.
Ooh.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll catch you outside later.
All right.
How about it?
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Well, guys, you know what time it is.
What time is it?
It's time to play the match game.
Yeah.
Yay.
And here is the host of the show, Nick Adam.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Wasn't as long as some of the other ones.
I know.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
It was a bad day. It was cold
outside. Yeah, it is. But guys, we're going to play match game again. And before we play, let's meet our contestant, Brooke. Hello, Brooke.
Hi.
How you doing, Brooke?
I'm good. I'm really nervous. I can't believe I'm talking to y'all.
Don't be nervous, Brooke. Tell us a little bit about you.
That's what the host is supposed to ask her out. Sorry.
Hey, Brooke, tell us about you.
Much better.
Well, I have a gorgeous 3-year-old child. I've been 36, and I work in the legal field. I don't really know what else to say.
I work in the illegal field.
Uh-oh.
Well, Brooke,
do
you know how to play the match game?
I do.
Okay, perfect. So just to remind everyone listening on the radio, what I'm going to do is read a statement with a blank in it, and then you, along with our celebrity panels, are going to write down the answers to fill in that blank. And if you match with one of our celebrities, you get a point.
Nice.
And points don't matter. We're just playing for fun.
Yeah.
So let's meet our celebrities. Hello, Jenna.
Hello. Brooke, you may work in the legal field, and JC may be illegal himself, but I love illegal things.
Wow, a nice little intro.
Go into a Nipsey Russell rhyme there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
JC, what do you got?
I don't know what Jenna's talking about. I'm totally legal.
Kelly, hello.
I've never smoked pot in my life,
but you bought it. You bought
it
in Colorado.
I bought edibles and gave them away.
And hello to Big Al Mac.
Hello, Chuck. Match game is on. It's time to play. So let's get it on. Be happy and gay.
Okay. You said it.
Here it is.
Here's our celebrity friend ready to kick off the game, Tom Brady.
Let's go!
All right, we're ready.
Man, he is excited.
I'm excited about
Okay.
Match
All right, guys, remember, don't say your answers out loud just yet. Here we go. Number one, Big Al sent Dr. Girlfriend a blank to remind her of him.
Oh.
I wonder what Al's going to say.
I might surprise you, Kelly.
How long has she been in Detroit?
She's been in Detroit 7 months now.
Perfect.
Ding.
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 Ding. Brooke? Am I supposed to say ding?
Yes, yeah. You got it. You said ding. You're in.
Sorry.
Okay, here we go. Brooke, we're going to go to you first. Big Al sent Dr. Girlfriend a blank to remind her of him.
He sent her a bean pie.
Okay, good answer. Good listener,
going
Brooke.
A safe route.
Hey, if you want to get a point.
And Al would never let her down.
No.
Going out on a
that's
limb.
That's his go-to.
Okay, it's always the first one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go around the horn first. Jenna, what did Big Al send Dr. Girlfriend?
I went out on a limb. I think Big Al sent Dr. Girlfriend a picture of her new boyfriend, Patch.
Has she mentioned Patch recently?
She has not mentioned Patch recently,
Oh,
no.
Then you know there's something.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, what's up with Patch, woman?
Good answer, but no match there. JC, let's go to you. What did Big Al send Dr. Girlfriend?
A baby of his. You know, because it looks like him.
Oh.
Sent a baby. Okay. Yeah. In the mail?
Yeah, you can send babies in the mail.
Yeah, Kelly? What did Big Al send Dr. Girlfriend?
I said a vat of butter, Chuck.
Oh, because of the whole butter thing.
Yeah,
the whole butter thing.
What's the whole butter thing?
I'll tell you later.
Was that one of the off-air conversations?
Yes.
It's a family show. I don't want to know. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so far, Brooke, you have no matches. Let's see if you said bean pie.
Okay.
You said bean pie. Let's see what Big Al
says.
She's
going to at least have one, right?
Yeah.
Big Al, you sent Dr. Girlfriend a blank to remind her of you.
A dude named Curtis, Chuck.
Why would you go out on a limb and not even be funny?
A dude named
Curtis. Well, a dude.
Why would you send her a dude?
Because my dog's name is Curtis.
So you're going to send her a new guy?
Well, I thought it was a dude named Curtis. And it was...
The one time somebody actually gets Bean Pie. Maybe. You always say Bean Pie.
Sorry, Brooke.
You let me down.
Sorry.
Still nervous, Brooke? Or are you feeling good?
Sorry, Brooke.
I mean, it's past that point now, I guess.
Yeah.
I went out on a limb there.
Oh, a dude named Curtis holding a Bean Pie, Chuck.
No, that's not a match. That's not a match. Okay.
Sorry.
Still with no points, Brooke, but let's move on to number two and let's see what happens here. Kelly has been way more active since she met Alan. He may have convinced her to do a 5K, but she refused when he wanted her to blank. Alan may have convinced Kelly to do a 5K, but she refused when he wanted her to blank.
Dang.
Wow. Everyone has some quick answers here. Okay, Brooke, let's go to you first. Kelly's been a lot more active since she met Alan. He may have convinced her to do a 5K, but she refused when he wanted her to...
give up her love for sausage.
Oh, good answer.
Very good.
I do love sausage.
You know she loves that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, let's see if she's got any matches. Jenna, what did Kelly refuse to do?
Bend over.
Yeah, it's hard.
Stretching. You got to stretch. Yeah.
It's hard.
No, that's right.
You got to get back up.
You got to warm up those hammies.
Maybe too many sausages. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, JC, let's go to you. What did Kelly refuse to do?
Actually run, Chuck.
Hey, what?
Y'all did a couples run the other day, right?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. I'm sure you didn't complain once.
I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Look at Kelly.
Big Al, let's go to you. Mm. What did Kelly refuse to do?
Eat some sausage, Chuck.
You know what? It has sausage in there. I'm going to count it. I'm going to count it.
I don't know if you should say that, but yeah, we'll count it.
We're going to count it.
I get a point.
You do. You got to made up for the bean pie.
Al redeemed himself.
Made up for the bean pie.
Yep.
Kelly, let's go to you. You've been a lot more active since you met Alan, and he may have convinced you to do a 5K, but you refused when he wanted you to...
be more negative. I'm even getting too positive for him.
What?
It's just not possible for me to be more negative.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Isn't that the first thing he said was his favorite thing about you, your positivity?
My positivity.
Yeah.
But even that's grating on him.
Okay, Brooke, luckily you got one match. Here we go. Number three. JC was so nervous to meet his idol, Eminem, that while shaking his hand, he accidentally blurted out, blank.
Mm. You guys are funny already.
Dang.
What do you mean?
Dang.
Let me think.
JC was so nervous to meet Eminem that while shaking his hand, he accidentally blurted out blank.
Okay, dang.
Dang.
Have you thought about what you would really say to him, JC?
No. I don't know what I would say. Dang.
Such an inspiration.
Right. No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay. All right, Brooke, let's go to you first. JC was nervous to meet Eminem. Now, while shaking his hand, he accidentally blurted out...
are you the real Slim Shady?
Oh.
Yeah, that was so corny.
Nice.
He would be embarrassed, though.
Nice.
Jenna, let's go to you first. What did JC say when he met Eminem?
Send nudes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You can see the Slim Shady.
Yeah.
Okay, Kelly, let's go to you. What did JC blurt out when he met Eminem?
And embarrassed him, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he was so nervous that he accidentally blurted out.
Maybe embarrassing. He said, Drake is my favorite rapper.
Oh, he just came out.
I didn't mean to say that.
Oh.
No?
Drake is second, though.
I think JC's just nervous thinking about meeting
him. I am.
Okay, Big Al, let's see if we can get Brooke another match.
Okay.
JC was nervous to meet Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
And while shaking his hand, he accidentally blurted out...
spaghetti!
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Yeah. Mom's spaghetti.
Okay, good answer, but no match. JC?
All
right.
What did you say when you were shaking Eminem's hand?
Nice to kiss you. Meet you.
Oh.
I feel like I would say that.
What were his hands like, though, JC?
Soft.
In your dreams, right?
I feel like his hands are really soft.
You do?
Yeah. And maybe smaller than I expect.
He's not a tall guy.
No, he's not. He's a slight man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Brooke, you got one match. Let's see if we can get you another match with this last one. Here we go, guys. Kelly saw Jenna stuffing blank in her bra.
Ooh.
Kelly saw Jenna stuffing blank in her bra.
Ding.
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 Dang.
Dang.
I don't know.
Dang.
You're doing great, Brooke.
We're ready.
You're doing
okay,
great.
Brooke.
You did just fine.
Brooke, here we go. Kelly saw Jenna stuffing blank in her bra.
Extra deodorant?
Sweaty boobies.
The smelly boobs.
I mean, she's pity. She might be sweaty everywhere. I don't know.
Yeah. I am. It's gross.
I'm going to scoot over a little bit. I thought I smelled something. It was those sneaky boobies. Here we go. JC, what was Jenna stuffing in her bra?
Alan's picture to make it the perfect bra.
Aw, that's so sweet.
That'd be so weird.
Yeah.
So sweet. Why would Jenna stuff Alan's picture in?
Because he's perfect.
Exactly. He's the perfect man. It would make it the perfect bra. That was so sweet, JC.
Thanks, Kelly.
Or creepy.
Both.
Kelly, what did you see Jenna stuffing in her bra?
Well, I went with, I thought it was obvious. Pugs.
Oh.
Oh, I almost said that.
Never have enough pugs. All right, Big Al, let's see if we can get Brooke a match here. What did Kelly see Jenna stuffing in her bra?
Don't you say being tough.
A gently used engagement ring, Chuck.
Oh, too soon, Al. Too soon.
That's really low, Al.
That's
really low. Give me a second.
Oprah is shaming me right now.
A gently used.
Gently used.
Really mean, Al.
I didn't even get to gently yet.
Wow. Giggling
I'm glad
at
that. I did not match with that one.
Yeah,
Jenna, do you even feel like answering the question? Kelly saw you stuffing what in your bra?
I did, because I also wrote my engagement ring.
Oh! Shame on you, too.
Booyah.
Wow.
Talk about nipple rings, huh?
Booyah.
I have this stupid job. I might as well laugh about it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I actually did write
good
that.
Times.
Brooke, you managed to get one match. Congratulations. Yeah. Al, how much
is one match worth?
Better
than none.
Yeah.
Brooke, you are getting $12,500 Kid Craddock bonus.
Wow.
Yes,
very generous.
I'm a winner.
Please, please, please go to KidNation.com and scroll down to the Morning Show store and pick out anything you like, okay, and redeem those points.
All right.
Yeah.
You sound thrilled.
Yeah. Have fun finding it.
Brooke, what could we have done to make this better for you?
You said bean pie in the first
one? I think it's perfect.
Oh, okay, good.
You're very nice.
Thank you.
Thanks, baby.
Thank you for playing, Brooke.
Thank you.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.